I haven't done it in years.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, March 6th, 2019, and the we have a technical glitch.
No, that's fine.
Okay. The March meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call.
Eileen Pettit, present.
Dale Nyblade, present.
Sherry Mays, present.
Michael Searle, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
And also in our usual protections position is our Assistant Attorney General, Scott Donald, as well as our Executive Director, Megan Darien. Conflicts of interest? I hear none. Review, discuss, and approve of the minutes from February 6th board meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept both February 6th board minutes and February 22nd hearing meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
Motion by Sherry, seconded by Susie, to accept both the February 6th regular meeting and the February 22nd hearing. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
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 Unanimously passed. Minutes are approved. Director's report.
The board received the consent agreement on civil penalty of 1,250 case number 19-001 from Southwestern Ice Center for the following establishment: Apache Junction, Coolidge, Mesa, Falcon Field, Tucson, and Sierra Vista.
Okay, so that will now...
We've already complied,
and we've got a consent agreement, so that one now can be taken care of, so no longer be on the agenda. We got them in good order on that. Possible violations, Clear Vision Express, Oro Valley. Have we gotten a response from them, Megan?
Yes, actually, no response. Actually, it was our investigator report, and I would like to...
This is the one. Okay, this is the one we've got. And again, Scott, just if you could clarify, I believe if I read our statutes and our items for the exemptions to establishment license requires it be a owner practicing in the state, is the way I read it. The only owner of this business practices in Texas. He has an Arizona ophthalmology license, but he doesn't practice in Arizona. His optometrists are employees. They're not owners.
My take on it, Mr. Chair, my read of the statute is that first there's the issue that he is not overseeing the practice in the state of Arizona. He is in Texas. Then beyond that, you get into the ownership issue of it's owned by a corporation. It's not actually owned directly, as I understand it. It's not owned directly by the optometrist. It's owned by an LLC, I believe, which puts an additional layer in there.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
So there are a couple of different issues going on with this at present.
Are you in agreement, though, that they do not meet the exemption requirement of having a license established, establishment license?
Mr. Chair, I could provide legal advice regarding the statutory interpretation to the board, but the board would ultimately have to decide whether or not there was a violation potentially here, something to move forward on. Under the statutes at present, where we are at present would be under 32.1691.01. At this point, it looks like we're at F, which would be now that there is an investigative report, The next step would be that the board shall make copies of the investigative officer's or investigative committee's report available to the complainant and to the licensed party. So at this point, we could provide a copy of this report to them for a response, for them to address the issues raised by the investigator. And then at that point, within 60 days of receipt of this report, the board shall issue preliminary findings based upon the report. And at that point, if the board finds the evidence would, if true, warrant suspension or revocation, then the board would initiate formal proceedings. So at this point, statutorily, we would be at a point where this should be provided to the report should be provided to the respondent
to Clear Vision Express
for them to then provide a response to the board. If they choose not to provide a response, that would be their decision. But then the board would be able to proceed with that additional information should they provide anything.
Mr. Counsel, may I say something? Actually, they responded before, and they referred them to optometry board.
Absolutely, Madam Executive Director, and that is quite correct. They have addressed these allegations already with the Executive Director in the course of the investigation. Statutorily, however, under 32.1691.01F, once an investigation report is received, the board does have to make it available to them then. So they will need to get a copy of this, and then they could provide a response. They may well say, we've already responded, we're not going to have anything else to do with it, which is perfectly fine as well. We would just have to provide a copy of this to them. They may feel this looks a little bit more official now, and something that has to be addressed, and their counsel as well would be able to take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we need to make a motion?
Do we need to make a motion, or that's just part of the
The board does not have to make a motion on this. It's the board shall make copies available to the complainant and the licensed party. So at this point, it's something that we would simply need to make available to them. I would assume they would probably make it available to their counsel. I'm not able to directly interact with their counsel as I am counsel.
Right.
So this is one mechanism by which their counsel would have availability to all the information to then perhaps be able to give them proper advice concerning her.
And I do want to thank Jim for the thoroughness of his investigation. He did a little above and beyond the call of duty, but it I think was necessary to get all the information we needed to be able to see if we could accept what they were saying. And I don't think we can. So definitely that'll be our next steps. And Megan, we'll get a copy to them.
Sure.
Of Jim's findings.
Sure. So it's tabled until next month?
It could be tabled any time within 60 days of the date of the report. So it just has to be, the board would just have to take action within 60 days of the issuance of the investigation report. So I would imagine at this point it would be the next board meeting.
We can put this on the April agenda. That way they'll have had a chance to at least review the findings.
Sure.
So we will move that on to next month. General discussion, rule changes. I think we're good there. Contact lenses, it's absolutely after the holidays. Calm down. Any issues with the shield you had, your captain shield?
None that we know of.
Good, good, good. So I think we'll just continue to keep that on here because I think it's important. We just leave this as an open discussion point going forward. Applications for licensure. We have received the one reciprocity and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new licenses, and we now have an optician in Sierra Vista. So
yes,
we now have a compliant store down there for Southwestern Eye Center, so that's good. Megan has gone through her usual due diligence, making sure everything is. Making sure that all the items necessary to become licensed in Arizona has been met. We did get a response from David I think he's addressed the situation quite well and very thoroughly explained what transpired and has done all of his due diligence since then to meet all the requirements to become licensed in the state. And I know we have some people here that possibly want to make statements in support of David. I think David made some pretty good statements in support of himself. Scott, do you have a comment at all?
No, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to be careful that, and the chair was very careful with the way he phrased it, which was fine. I just want to make sure that no potentially confidential information is.
Nope. Not going to be shared. If you want to make a statement, you're more than welcome to. David did a very nice job of addressing his situation very thoroughly for us, and we appreciate that very much. So. You have to get up and get close to the mic. You have to speak into the mic. It's all recorded.
Would you please
sit down, speak into real close to the mic?
All right. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you for hearing us. My name is Tony Krause. I'm the district manager for National Vision. Is that better?
You have to be right on the mic.
Right on it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm a district manager with National Vision, and I've had the opportunity to work with David for almost 2 years. He has just systematically achieved his marks. He's come into the industry. He's very grateful, and he is one of the most solid personalities that I've worked with, and I'm an old lady, so having a few years' experience working with him has been great. He has been so reliable. I break in at one of the stores, and he even beat me to the store to help me with the police, and stayed through and helped me clean it up, and that's just something that's not in the normal phase of business, and it's something that struck me as extremely responsible, extremely driven, and dedicated, and I just want you to know that I believe that he'll fulfill this to the best of his ability, and we're here to support him.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. I'll entertain motion, I guess, since we've got all the paperwork. I think you got all your signatures.
Question. I was reading about this.
Isn't that at all? Can't say.
No, I'm just talking about online. I researched it, and the other boards say 5 to 10 years. You know that they can restrict any license, and I'm not trying to.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but the board members can actually only consider information that all the board members had prior to. If a board member does independent research, that information would have to be given by the executive director to everyone to make sure everyone has the same pool of information. If it's a question of how other boards are handling things, I can answer legal questions concerning this board statutes and rules, but each board does have different statutes and rules. So that
other boards,
I'd be happy to answer any legal questions about this board statutes or rules concerning time frames, but
okay.
We wouldn't really be able to consider other boards' time frames.
I'm moving to do that in executive session.
It would depend on the question and be up to the board. Generally speaking, legal advice would be in executive session. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. But
Susie, can you mute yourself for a second? Can she do that?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay. What is the lane for dispensing opticians?
In our rules?
What are in our rules?
There is not.
Right.
So it's just solely discretion.
It's going to be discretion of the board, and it's going to be the consistency with prior decisions or prior board action. But it's, you know, with boards, how they've handled the situation in the past, this particular board, which may not have. I'm sorry?
We've had one.
Okay.
We've had one before. Similar situation.
And Mr. Chair, do you recall at that point?
We licensed that individual.
Okay. Anything regarding any time frame, we don't really have a mandate that way.
Right.
There are some boards, and especially some of the health boards, do have periods. And the Board of Accountancy has a five-year period. There are boards that have a statutory period, but I don't believe we do.
No, we don't have any in our boards. Aren't pertinent at this point in time. And we do have precedent.
Susan, please remote yourself.
I guess I won't vote.
Now, by the same token, the board certainly could.
Susie, we really need you to mute your line because we have a lot of background noise.
I can't find how to mute it. So, unless you can tell me how, I'll just hang up.
Can you change your location? So, close the door, please. There are a lot of background noise.
Can you see him?
We can.
Yep.
Yeah. The board member certainly would be able to discuss the merits of the application, and there is relevant information that the board could discuss if the board felt that there were bases for.
I'd like to discuss background information as far as precedents and things like that.
Sure, and if there is anything that the board would like to consider that relates to confidential information, the board absolutely could go into executive session to discuss confidential information and then come out of executive session to make a decision.
Right.
But so if it's something related to information provided the board that should be confidential, the board can vote to go into confidential executive session. If you would like legal advice, the board can additionally vote for legal advice and confidential information.
I believe that's what we need to do. I think we need to, at 10:47, we're going to adjourn and do executive session.
Well, that would need to be a motion and a second.
Oh.
And a vote.
Do I have a motion? Well,
I have a motion to go into executive session.
Yeah, and would that be for legal advice and confidential information?
Correct.
Okay.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn to have a discussion. And we will be in executive session. It's 10:48, and we'll be back in a few minutes.